Shalom to all. Today's office is Yerushalmi Ervin, Daf Nun Aleph, and we're starting Nun Amud Beis on the bottom with Halacha Gimel, and Vilzer's Daf is all the way at the top of Mem Zayin Amud Beis. And today's office sponsor, Lili Nishmas, Mars Mem Sarabas, Biakim Moshe, her Nishama should have an Aliyah. Now, we've been discussing two Chatzeres that are next to each other that have some sort of partition, a mechitza, a wall of sorts that's 10 Tfachim high and 4 Tfachim wide, and makes a total separation between them, and they would have to make two separate Ervin. And maybe there are certain cases that they could make one Erev if they want to because of something that would be considered a Pesach. Now, we're discussing the same exact mechitza, 10 by 4, just under the ground. It's still considered a mechitza, even though it's under the ground. And that's what the Mishnah says. We have a ditch in between two chatzeros, completely dividing them. It's 10 tfachim deep and 4 tfachim wide. They have to make two separate erevin, and they're not allowed to make an erev together. That's because the 4 tfachim of width makes it difficult to cross over it. And this is considered like a regular proper mechitza of 10 by 4. And this is a filu malikashay teven, even if it's filled up with straw or hay. That's because people aren't mevatel straw in this ditch. They're not going to leave it there. Eventually, they're going to take it out to feed their animal. Therefore, it's still considered like we have a proper ditch over here, which is dividing into chatzeres. However, mali afar chatzeres, if it's full of dirt or little pebbles, ma'arvin echad ve'ein marvin shnayim, they would have to make one erev, and they're not allowed to make two erevin. That's because usually when we have a ditch that's full of dirt and pebbles, they're just mevatel it there, they leave it there, and that means that we don't have mechitza at all. So they would require one erev, not two. So that works a dig from the Mishnah. Hot tevin ubitloy, that's a proper girsa loy bitel. It's mashma. Even if there's tevin inside this ditch, and he was mevatel it there, he decided, you know what, I'm just going to leave it and we're not taking it out. It's not considered batel because this is something that people usually take, and all the residents of the chutz are saying, you know what, let's just leave it here. That's still not considered a batel. And if this is true, masnisa l'Rabbi Yosi, that means our mission is not like Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Yosi says, tevin u'bitloi mevotel, that if a person had tevin in a house and he was mevatel there, it is considered mevotel. This is old in with oilis atoma, that if there's tumas mace inside a house, we know that it's contained within the house. And if you, let's say, go on top of the house, you're not going to be tamei. However, if the house is completely filled up, so then the Toma is by Ka'as Ve'ayla. The Toma goes all the way up through the roof because it's completely filled up, so it's not contained within the house. There's no air in the house. And Rabbi Yosi says that even if the house is filled with Tevin and Kash, it's filled with straw and hay, and the guy was Mevatel it there, it's considered like the house is completely filled up because the Tevin is Mevatel there. So obviously, our mission is not like Rabbi Yosi. However, Nun Alpha Mar Alpha on top, the Gemara tells us Rabbi Yosi Rabbon says, B'shem Rav Chisda, Divrei Kailhi, our mission is really according to everybody. And Umad Mar Rabbi Yosi, what Rabbi Yosi had said over there is B'shebaloi Ba'afar. It's referring to where he had mixed the straw with dirt, then he can vatel the straw. But over here, in our ditch, the straw that's there is not mixed with dirt, and therefore even Rabbi Yosi would agree that it's not considered mevatel in the ditch. And a further clarification of Shitas Rabbi Yosi is yesh tevin shuka afar va'afar shuka tevin. There's straw which is like dirt, and there's dirt which is like straw. Tevin she'ein also lefanoi say hariu ka'afar, straw, which he's not going to end up clearing away, which means he was mevatel it. He intends to keep it there, so it's just like standard dirt, which usually he's not going to clear away. And va'afar she'also lefanoi say, if he has dirt that he will eventually clear away, hariu ka'afar, then it's like standard straw, which if he doesn't say anything about, we assume he's going to clear it away. Now we have another memory regarding this ditch of our Mishnah that's dividing the two chatzeros. The base of Yanei Amri, the base of Yanei, they say, Chifo machzalios bitel. If this ditch that's 10 by 4 was filled up with straw and they had covered it with mats, then that's considered being mevatel it because they covered it with mats, and so now it's like we don't have mechitza anymore. However, ask the Gemara, Esachami, come and see. Milei machzalios loy bitel. If he filled up this ditch with a whole bunch of mats, there's no bitel there. A person's not just going to leave the mats inside the ditch, but you're going to say chifal machzalios bitel, that if he covered the straw with mats, then it is mevatel there. How do you say that? That doesn't make any sense. And therefore, covering it with mats is not mevatel the straw. However, mileu charios tzicha. A question that we do have is, what about if he filled up this ditch with palm branches? On one hand, maybe they're like straw because there's a big chance he's going to take them out and use them as firewood or for some sort of other use. But on the other hand, they're kind of like dirt, like afar, because they're big and heavy, and he might be inclined to leave them there. And that's a real question. Do we say they're bottled there or not? Now, one more member of Zrekon Kotzer of Ami uses B'shem Rish Lakish Vafilu Reich, even if it's filled up with spit. Now, it doesn't actually mean that we have this massive ditch filled up with tons of spit. It's referring to water being in this ditch. This has to do with a special din called Mayim Mevatli Mechitzos. Water is Mevatl Mechitzos, and therefore it's considered like we do not have Mechitza here. The ditch does not separate the two Chatzeros, and therefore they would require one Erov, not two separate ones. Moving on to Halacha Dalad, continuing to discuss this ditch that's dividing the two Chatzeros, the Mishnah says, Nasan Olav Neser, let's say he put a board across his ditch. It's 4 tfachim wide, and that's the size of a Pesach, as we've learned before. Also, if we have two porches, zu keneged zu, one opposite the other, this referring to two porches on upper levels of homes going over the Rosh Hasharabim, and they're facing each other, and they put a board in between these two porches spanning the Rosh Hasharabim. Marvin Shnayim, they could make two separate Erevin because they're considered two separate Chatzeros or two separate homes. Bavim Ratu Marvin Echad, if they want, they could make one Erev together because, as we said, this board is 4 tfachim wide, and it's spanning the gap, the ditch, or the Rosh Hasharabim. rabim, so they could be considered like one. However, pachas mikan, if it's less than that, and we're going to discuss the Gemara what that means, less than that, ma'arvin shnayim v'ein ma'arvin echad, then they have to make two erevin and not one. Now the Gemara says, on this last case of pachas mikan, is tani, there are those that teach, ma'arvin shnayim v'ein ma'arvin echad, they have to make two erevin and they're not allowed to make one. That's the girsa that we have in the Mishnah, whereas is tani, there are those that teach, ma'arvin echad v'ein ma'arvin shnayim, that when it's pachas mikan, they make one erev and not two erevin. So we explain this, ma'andamar ma'arvin shnayim v'ein ma'arvin echad, according to Manda Amar, which is again the gears of our Mishnah that we read, that we make two Erevin and not one. That means Pachas Mikan Beneser. When it says less than this, it's referring to the width of the board. Then it's not considered a Pesach. It doesn't connect the two Chatzeros, and then they would have to make two separate Erevin. Whereas Manda Amar Ma'arvin Echad Ve'ein Ma'arvin Shnayim, the Manda Amar whose gears is one Erevin, not two Erevin, that's referring to Pachas Mikan B'chalal, that there's less than that of a space. Namely, if there's less than four Tfachim in between them, so then it's considered like they're all one, you'd have to make one Erev together, just like two chatzeros, that the ditch is not four tefachim wide, and they're not allowed to make two separate ones. Moving on to Al-Chahe, continuing to talk about a mechitza that divides two chatzeros. The Mishnah tells us, masbein, shebein shtei chatzeros. We have a huge haystack that's in between the two chatzeros, gavaya sar tefachim, it's 10 tefachim tall, and obviously runs the span of the entire chatzer, so it's like a huge wall, just made out of hay. Ma'arvin shnayim ve'im ma'arvin echad, they would have to make two separate erevin and not one. And the chiddush over here is that even though animals eat from it on both sides, the animals that are both chatzeros are eating from this haystack, there's no way that they're going to eat so much that it's going to become lower than 10 tefachim for a span of 10 amos. And therefore, they would have to make two separate erevin and they're not allowed to make one. And another chiddush is, elu machilin mikan ve'elu machilin mikan, each of the residents of the chatzeros can feed their animals from their side of the haystack. We'll explain the Gemara what the chiddush is. However, says the Mishnah, nismai tatefen me'asar tefachim, if before Shabbos, this haystack was already lower than 10 tefachim, ma'arvin echad ve'ein ma'arvin shnayim, they have to make one erev and not two erevin because they don't have a proper mechitza. There's no wall over here. Now, Amar Blazer clarifies, this is what the Mishnah is telling us. When the Mishnah says that each one could feed their animals from each side of the haystack, it means that each could fill up their boxes and feed their animals. It's not just saying that they're allowed to bring their animal to the haystack and have him eat. It means that they can even just go with their box, fill it up with hay, and bring it to their animal. Now, what's the chiddush in that? So, Rav Chagai, he says, Karavin and Yosef and Kumi Menachem, when we were sitting in front of Menachem learning from him, Havin and Amrin, we used to explain that what's the chiddush in Rav Elazar? Shalai taimar ena kesayser ayalim el kesaymech ayalim. That you shouldn't say it's not like sayser ayalim, but it is a problem of saymech ayalim. We'll explain this in a moment. And what would that issue be? Non alpha and based on top. Sheim ayat tevin merudad. That if the straw is very low and we're afraid it's going to get scattered, shu saymech litzida akupa. That he's going to end up supporting it with the side of his box. You don't have to be afraid of that. In other words, the chiddush of Rav Elazar is as follows: we for sure don't have a chashash of sayser ayalim, which means ruining a structure. That's a tolda, a subcategory of sayser, of dismantling. That when one of the residents of the chutz remove some tevin, that he's ruining the wall. That's for sure not a problem. But you might have thought to say that we have a chashash of soymech ayalim, of supporting a structure, which is a subcategory of bina, of building. Namely, as we said just now, at the top of Nun Alpha and Beis, that if he sees that tevin's about to scatter, he's going to put his box there to support the wall, and that's a problem. The chiddush of Elazar is, even that's not a problem. Now, once we're talking about soymech ayalim, supporting a structure, Rav Ishai Abayi asked the following, asoyel sadin v'samchu l'kise mahu. Let's say the divider between the chatzeros was a sadin, it was a sheet, and he tried to support it by putting a chair there. Is that a problem or no? And the answer is nemar kan l'sha'ah v'nemar kan l'sha'ah. The difference is that by a chair, it's just there l'sha'ah for the time being, for a short amount of time. Whereas a box, the whole chashash is that you're going to actually leave it there. L'sha'ah means you're going to leave it there for a long time. So that's why specifically by a box, we had to say, don't worry, there's no chashash. You're just going to fill up your straw and bring it out and take your box away, and you're not going to be ever samech ayalim. But by kise, we never even have the havamina because you're only going to leave it there for a short time, so there's no problem. We continue. Tani, we have a braisa. We have a haystack in between two chatzeros, and this is not the same case of our Mishnah. This is referring to where we have two chatzeros that are divided by a wall, but at the end of the wall, there's a room with two doors. That room has a haystack in it, and chatzer A and chatzer B both have their own doors into that room, into that little structure, and that's this masbein between the two chatzeros. So each of the residents of chatzer A and B are able to open up their entrance into this masbein room and take from this haystack, and that's because since the haystack is very tall, it's above 10 tefachim, it's basically a wall in the room itself, and therefore it's just like the wall of our Mishnah that is dividing two chatzeros, is dividing this shared area that the two chatzeros have. However, nismai tatavin me'asar tefachim, if before Shabbos the haystack dropped to below 10 tefachim, shnei masru ma'chearvu, both residents of chatzer A and B are also to go into here and take stuff until they make an eruv, because since it's a shared area, they have to make an eruv with each other. Lefikach, therefore, im ratza echem mehem listem es peschay levatal rishusay, hu aser v'chaver mutar. If one one of the guys, either Chatzar A or B, wants to close up his entrance and lock it, or he just wants to mevatel his rishos, so he's asur, he's not allowed to go into this masbein room, but his friend is allowed to, like classic betel rishos. And mechein chartz shebein shtei chatzeros, it's the same exact thing with a ditch in between the two chatzeros. This is the ditch of our Mishnah. If we have this ditch that's, let's say, more than 10 by 4, let's say it's 20 by 4, and it's filled up with tevin, and they're using this tevin for their animals, it would be the same exact thing. If it's above 10 tefachim, no problem, but once it drops to below 10 tefachim, we're going to run into an issue. Now, we learn a whole bunch of things from this braisa. Hada Amr, this tells us, shemevatlon mechatzar lechatzar, that's the proper girsa, that we could be mevatel from one chatzar to another. Up until now, basically all of our discussions of bitl have been that we have one guy in one chatzar who forgot to join in the Eruv, so he can mevatel his rishos to other people of that chatzar. But besides for one time previously, we've never mentioned being mevatel rishos from one chatzar to another. And over here we learn that the guy from chatzar A could mevatel his rishos to chatzar B, and that's being mevatel from one chatzar to another. And also Adam Rav, this braisa tells us, afilu lo yirvu, even though they didn't make an Eruv Erev Shabbos, he could still be mevatel. And also afilu lo kivinu, even if they didn't have any intention, meaning not only did they forget to make an Eruv, but they also had no intention of making an Eruv whatsoever. Doesn't make a difference. One guy can mevatel his rishos to the other, no problem. And also Adam Rav, the braisa tells us, she'in shtei rishuyos mishtam shes rishos achas, the two rishuyos are not allowed to use the same rishos without an Eruv. Here we have two chatzeros A and B that have one rishos that's shared. That's the room that the haystack is in. They're not allowed to both use the same rishos without making an Eruv with each other. And Adam Rav also tells us, lezeb pesach, lezeb pesach, shnei nasurin, that when both of them have access through their own doorways into this masbein room, they both asur each other, but one could be mevatel rishos. But if one wants to lock his door, he could do that, and that enables the other guy to use this masbein room. And v'chein habayis shebein shtei chatzeros, they would be the same thing with a house in between two chatzeros. You have chatzer A and B, and right in between we have a house that has a door to chatzer A and a door to chatzer B. He would have to make an Eruv with both of them, but if one of the doors is locked, so then the other guy is not usur. And the chiddush over here is the loy krav meir, that's not like krav meir. Damar, he holds bayis hanol usur, a closed house is usur. This is something we're going to be learning later on in the 8th parak. If there's this house in between two chatzeros, according to meir, even if the guy's not there for Shabbos, he went to go spend Shabbos in a different city, that homeowner still usurs everyone. And it goes to say that even if the guy is there and he closed the door and locked it, still he's going to usur everyone according to meir. So clearly we see that this brisa is not like Rav Meir. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow, beginning a whole discussion of shituf in a mavoi. Even though we discussed it previously, tomorrow's going to be a much lengthier one. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.